But while we're sitting here talking, and, you know, of course, I love being at Chase Field because I get to be home and I get to see all my buddies here. And as I'm talking today, and he just walked into the booth and he was with us yesterday, that's Barry Bloom of MLB.com. And I talked a lot about 9/11 this morning and made a nice talk, I thought, about it and tried to relate it to the world in baseball. And, Raf, you just heard what he said. And, Barry, let me get your thoughts about 9/11 and how baseball helped the healing process and maybe where you were at the time. And so much when happened in New York at that time. Piazza's home run and the World Series and, my goodness, so much. I'd love to get some of your thoughts about it.
Well, I actually was in New York on 9/11.
Really?
And the first actual professional game back was the Rangers and Devils at Madison Square Garden. That, it preceded Major League Baseball coming back in. If you remember, the Mets were on the road, so they didn't play their first home game for something like a week after, and that's what now is considered, you know, the famous Piazza game with the home run. But you know, watching it, I was working for Bloomberg News at the time, and we were in the office after it all happened. And you know, driving up to the city, you know, you could see the towers smoldering. You know, as you make the turn on the Jersey Turnpike up Jersey City, I went up to. I was covering the NHL and baseball at the time, and as I made the turn up, people were out of their cars on the side of the road, just staring at Lower Manhattan, where, you know, you make this turn by Newark Airport every day, and there are the Twin Towers there every day, and now you're there, and there's nothing but a plume of smoke, and you can smell the smoke. So we, you know, made pilgrimage down there, you know, probably, I would say, a week or two after it, went down to Ground Zero, which was still even havoc then. I will say that the three World Series games that were played at Yankee Stadium against the Diamondbacks that year, in the annals of it, it's probably the most emotional World Series games I've ever been to because of the setting, the time, the fact that the Yankees had the eagle fly out at the start of the game. They had the flag tattered that was rescued from the Ground Zero, hoisted on the fog pole in center field, and then, you know, the Yankees being down 2-0 in the series, suddenly a team that was hated around the rest of the country became America's team because of what had happened in New York. And you had three incredible World Series games. You know, the first one being when the president came out and went to the mound and actually towed the rubber and threw out the first pitch from the mound. And, you know, and then the game where Tino tied it up in the bottom of the ninth against Kim, and then Jeter won it in extra innings. And on the scoreboard at Yankee Stadium, they put up the words Mr. November, which became famous and became a famous post headline. And then, you know, Scott Brosius did it again the next day in the bottom of the ninth, and the Yankees went on to win that game, too, and send the series back here, you know, 3-2. And I remember sitting in the press box watching Brosius hit the ball out, and I had laryngitis, and I was I screaming, I can't believe it. He did it again. It's just being a New Yorker and being there, you felt like the whole world collapsed around you. And, you know, I had friends that died in the planes. I had friends that died in the towers. There was such a profound, you know, sense of loss.
Yeah, I know the feeling. I know exactly what you're talking about. I had that feeling when I talked today. But baseball came, stood up. And I've talked to Bernie Pleskov, who's going to join us in about another half hour or so. Bruce Jenkins is coming up. And I've said baseball is always stood up for America when America needed it the most. Whether it's the World Wars or, you know, the Depression, expansion, whatever it is, baseball's always been there to mirror.
Well, considering, you know, another sort of sidebar to this whole thing is that they pushed back the season a week, as you know. A lot of teams had home games that were displaced and put in that last week at the end of the season. One of the clubs that did was Tony Gwynn's Padres, and happened to be Tony Gwynn's last season as a Padre. So because of it, I was able to get on a plane. I was invited by John Moores, the president of the team at the time, to be there for Tony's last weekend. And, you know, I was sitting behind the home plate and the makeshift boxes that they had built there at Qualcomm Stadium, and saw Tony on Saturday get his last hit, the double. And I was there when he pinch hit in the ninth inning on Sunday. They had this extraordinary post-game ceremony where some of the greatest players, all the greatest players from his era who was still alive, all came out and took their positions. You know, this was an incredible footnote to everything that was going on at that time. But well, one thing I do remember is that after flying out of New York and feeling the oppression of being in New York that month and going to San Diego a month later, it felt like life goes on, and it didn't have the same feeling elsewhere that it had in New York. I mean, you only had to be in New York. I mean, just walking around the streets, people's pictures were posted everywhere. I mean, the fire stations that lost people, there were like mass memorials and candles outside of all these fire stations in downtown. It was incredible.
Yeah. Well, look, I'm glad that we could have you. I'm glad you came in to give us that background on it. You know, very important. Barry Bloom of MLB.com, not Bloomberg News. That's not you. You didn't own Bloomberg News then.
No, everybody used to ask me that.
They used to ask me if I owned the Giants. You know, and I said, Bob Lurie and I are $3 billion apart. So that's that was my
answer.
Well,
you do own the Giants, only in a different aspect.
Well, metaphorically.
Metaphorically,
exactly. but I'm glad you're here because you can tie up baseball with 9/11 because you were a New Yorker at that time, and I like your description of what happened at the World Series at that point, and then the Piazza game coming back was very emotional too. Before I let you go, just a very brief discussion of the Piazza home run for the Mets and how important that game was.
You know, part of it was, I don't think people remember that they used Shea Stadium's parking lot as a staging area and rescue area for food and water and all kinds of stuff. And, you know, the amazing story about it was that the hospitals were all waiting for victims to come in, and people were waiting in staging areas to help other people, but there were no survivors, so none of that ever came to pass. It's the strangest part of it. And, you know, Torrey, the Yankees, when they came back into town, they had a bunch of Torrey and a bunch of the players came in, and everybody was wearing the New York Fire Department hats. You know, Bobby Valentine was, and a lot of the Mets were involved. Probably people don't remember that there was an afternoon game scheduled at the stadium that day. A makeup game against the White Sox, and the White Sox had a devil of a time getting out of New York.
Yeah, that but day. Piazza hit a big home run.
Well, yeah, and you know, we talked about it a lot. There was a lot of reminiscences about it at the Hall of Fame this year. You know, when Piazza was inducted, and the emotions that he felt, you know, going through it. You know, for him to win a game like that, with it being the first
huge
game back to
Shea
Stadium after, especially the way Shea Stadium had been used as a staging area, and how much a part of the community, what I was getting to is how much a part of the community the baseball players were in that time when there was no baseball.
Exactly.
And it built such a bond between New Yorkers and the players that allegiances of Yankee Met and all kinds of stuff. I think the home run was against the Braves that year, wasn't it? And it was an important game because the Mets were still, you know, they didn't make the playoffs that year, but they were still vying for it.
I know, but the scene
had so many different, you know, levels of importance, but obviously the most important one being that, you know, he stepped up and hit a home run to win that kind of memorial game.
Yeah, for the community. It was huge. All right. Thank you so much for coming in. That is Barry Bloom, MLB.com, our senior writer. And as I say, when I do the shows live at the ballpark, I love doing it because you never know who's going to walk in there. But on a special day of 9/11, you add a lot, Barry. So thank you so much for doing that. All right, more coming up, KMBR 680, the sports leader.